Hello. What's up, family, friends, underdogs out there? It's Gregory Neesmith with an impromptu recording. Unscripted, you know, I love the use of the unwords. And I was moved to record what I'm feeling right now. More of a note that I'm giving myself that I hope to look at years from now and hopefully admire and be proud of what I am about to say, even if I don't fully feel it. I know that I'm committed to it. You know, there's this saying, shout out to the city of brotherly love, all my family, friends, and underdogs out there that know that I'm a 76ers fan. And there's a saying that the Sixers have been as a basketball team 2 years away from being 2 years away. And over that time, the phrase trust the process has caught on. Hashtag trust the process. Well, on this journey of a underdog and me being a full-time entrepreneur now for almost 2.5 years, I'm really learning that, at least for me, it's become very clear that it's better for me to work on trusting myself even more than trusting the process. Because for one, I have no idea if any of the processes that have been laid out before will or will not work for me. I don't even know if I want to follow any of the roadmaps that have been laid down before. But I'm increasingly becoming, I want to say, connected to that the more I trust myself, that I feel like I'll figure it out. But that isn't always the case. And I think what got me in the mood to actually share this video that I look forward to looking at years from now is that today, August 3rd, 2017, I'm choosing to keep going. Even if right now there's a little bit of doubt, maybe a lot of doubt, whether I should or whether my pursuits to have underdog stuff, the consulting, coaching, and content creation company, will it be that I am an on-air personality with content that is globally syndicated in at least 10 countries around the world, including the United States of America, and that I'm actually paid to do that? As opposed to now, I do it because I love it and I'm passionate about it, but I don't make any money from it yet. I'm going to declare and trust today that I am a leadership and life coach, that when a big time presidential election is coming around, or a company like Tesla or Apple, they have a team that's trying to figure out how to turn things around, that they'll go, we're going to call Mr. Fix-It and his team. They're going to call Underdog Stuff and Gregory Neesmith to help them go from underdog to contender. And that I would have done it as the leader, but not alone. and that there will be other friends, family, partners, teammates that believe in what I want to create, and that we make it happen. I'm telling me, as I'm looking at me in the camera, you're going to look back at this and say, I'm glad you kept going. And I'm going to keep going because of my why, my mission, fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world, because I know, just like myself, there's other people out there that often feel like the odds are stacked against them to win. And my vision is that there are underdogs out there that have access to support and belief in themselves, that they can go from, and we can go from contender, from underdog to contender, from contender to champ. And then, hey, while we're dreaming big, we might as well go from champ to legends. And each of us get to define what that looks like. And then who we gonna be along the journey? Integrity. Curiosity. And creativity. Freedom and commitment are the values that I believe in, and that I know when I'm being those things, I'm normally best for the world. And I know that there's other folks who can get down with those values too. And so, Gregory, when you look back at this years from now, damn, I'm glad you kept going, man. And so are the millions of underdogs out there that have gone from underdogs to contenders to champs to legends. And now we get to fight for even more underdogs to rediscover how special we all are in the world. Keep going. Your future self, and even your present self, and the people around you, gonna appreciate it. Whew, this thing went on for 8 minutes. August 3rd, 2017. I can't wait to look back at this a few weeks, a few months, a few years, a few decades, God willing, from now. Talk to you later. And for folks who've been following me, you know how I'm going to end this video, right? My favorite saying, can't nobody do it like we do it. Nobody.